That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Misfit Toys.
Hey, how you doing? Are you good? You are? Why am I laughing? Because, I guess because I know I ask that a lot. I do ask that a lot in people in life. You know, I guess I need to know, I need to be able to read people in my life, like friends, and even people you meet, like if you're at a club and the sound person or the manager of the club. I like to be able to read people. And most of the time I can. But if I can't, it's very hard for me. I need, even if it's me, well, I still need to be able to read people. Are you like that? And most people I can read. Because if I you know, took a look at my own life and went, Todd, you can't read anybody. Well, then I'd be like, well, Todd, you need to work on that. But I need to be able to read people. I can have all types of friends. People can be quirky. They can be different. They can be just as long as they're predictable and I can read them. Some of it might come from my insecurity. So that's probably why I always ask. Not that I can, well, when I say, hey, how you doing? I can read you through this podcast. People on the other side of that are receiving this message from me. I can read you. Oh, I read you loud and clear. So this is part two of Cam and I and Alec White, who had to leave early because a pipe bursted in his house. But we were happy we had him while we did. And a lot of fun. Hey, how's the sound? I feel like last week, except for when I just play the music so loud and maybe talk over it, I feel like it is 90%, 95 even. How about 90? It's good. You hear a difference? The music sounds clean. I asked some people to, you know, email me at toddglasscomedy@gmail.com. How long does that take? And go, hey, Todd, the sound, it's sounding good. Wonder if I ever lost any people because of the sound. Because it definitely, during the pandemic, went through some ups and downs and ins and outs. All right, enough already. Enough. There's not that much to say. This is part two, like I said. And I hope you're feeling fine. I hope you're feeling fine. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Ba-ba-ba-boo-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. I read you. I read you. Don't worry, Vinny. I can read you. You're not the problem. Oh, I read you all right. So listen. You know what I heard someone, his name was, it came up on TikTok. His name is, now I'm going to forget it. Last name was Grammar, I think, and he's a singer. And he said, sometimes he'll go up to some, like, if there's some, you know, like 75-ish year old women at a restaurant or something or a coffee place. And he said, I'll go up, I'll go, hey, I lost my mom a few years ago and I like to do this in memory of her and I just wanted to treat you to your breakfast. And he said, most of the time you're met with really sweet positivity. Because once in a while, the risk you take is you'll end up feeling, you know, when it's not met with that. Or, but he goes, overwhelmingly, it's met with just, it just leads to a really sweet, great moment that makes your whole day. I really thought it was nice. I wish, Andy Grammer? I hope that's right. I've never heard his music, but I heard him say that, and I liked it. And I liked that he said, yeah, sometimes you feel, I think he might have said, you know, foolish or stupid or, and I guess he didn't say exactly why, but I guess he meant like when it's not met with what you're hoping. But he was telling a story that one time he did it, he didn't want to do it. He thought, ah, don't do it. And then he did it, and because, you know, he kept saying to himself, go do it. And the woman said, I just lost my son. And they, next thing you know, they're just crying and hugging each other. I bet that happens a lot. You know, during the pandemic, you have to be able to read people too. During the pandemic, I think I talked about this on the podcast, I would start talking to people more in line at the grocery store. And again, you have to respect and read people. You know, you put the bait out. If they don't take it, you create your own, you go back to your own space, make them feel comfortable right away. But most of the time, it would just be like someone was buying a pretzel, you know, a sandwich on a pretzel roll. And I go, have you ever had those pretzel rolls, the Hawaiian pretzel rolls? And they're like, no. I go, oh, you got, it would just lead to the nicest conversation. And sometimes it could really put you in a great mood. Well, everybody, Cam, do you listen? I don't know if Cam listens. But if you do, I want you to text me the word vegetarian lasagna. If I get you text vegetarian lasagna, I'm going to know that you got this. And that's it. You're great. And you know, I'm very excited. I do talk about this on the podcast a lot, about getting ready, hopefully in October, to do a run in New York with the band, and just take, you know, with video, just taking what I do on the road. If any of you have seen me, what I do at comedy clubs on the road, just taking that to another level. And we're hoping, like I said, by October of next year to do a run in New York. And that's that. So listen, you're great. I love you. You're beautiful. I'm proud of you. And you're going to join the Todd Glass Show. Already in progress. Here we go.
Where do we come in? Right now we're coming in. It's part two. Wow. We heard the bong. See, this part, when we do part two, we remember. We're not just this isn't a company. This is a lot of love that goes into this podcast. Of course I remember the last show with the bong at the end.
Yeah, we...
Brilliantly placed by you.
We're recording the second half a week later, so we just listened to the first half, so we get caught up to speed, so we know
what we last talked about. Yeah, you know. We're not going to just go, hey, it's part two, no. Like a lot of these
other...
We don't
want to break the immersion that we waited a week before recording part two, so we're going to act like it was all the same night.
It's all the same night, but we put it together.
It wasn't.
We put it together.
You got a haircut since last week, Todd.
Oh, I did. Did you notice?
Yeah, it looks good. I did. Well, you shaved your initials in the back.
I did. I thought it would be fun. Yeah. Say anything and I'll agree. Anything that you noticed about me. Anything and I'll agree. I will in this
anything?
Bit, I'll go, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, anything. I'll just do whatever it is. Could be nice, could be weird, could be silly. Anything. I'm always going to go, yes.
I can't help but notice that you shit your pants just now.
I know. I'm so embarrassed. No. I thought Holy Idiots did that.
It's okay. You're representing a different group of people. They like to see themselves seen. There's a lot of people who shit their pants, and I think they feel seen.
I just couldn't help myself.
Yeah. No.
And don't you keep throwing?
You get others.
In this bit, don't you keep throwing things?
Yeah, of course.
Did you shit your pants? I'm lost in this bit. Are you?
I'm just looking at what I see in front of me. Is the back of your shaved head and your brown pants?
Yes. Oh, I did that. I thought it was a fun idea.
Yeah, no. If you could, have I asked you this question before? If I have, it's a weird question before. If for $1 million, you won't die. There won't be medical complications, but your brain is now where your butt is. That's the only difference. So your maybe brain, when you sit down, it hurts a little bit.
No, I wouldn't do it. Why would I
shit from your mouth?
Folks. No. Yeah. It doesn't swap. Just your brain is now located down there. So if you're twerking, it's like headbanging.
Let me explain something.
Wow.
This is coming from, Cam, who's also asked me. Now, I know you're going to go, you really are going to tell this story one more time?
No.
Everything you leads back to this story.
Yeah.
That's asking you this hypothetical. Who said, would you rather win $1 million or $1,001,000? I mean,
I think it's a good question. I think people would have different answers.
I don't want to be a money hog. I'll take the million.
Yeah, be humble.
Right. Maybe is that
I don't need to.
Yeah, that's the point. Yeah. I never should have laughed at you. Yeah. I should have encouraged you.
I was before my time.
That was before you were before you were before. You know who else was before their time?
Huh.
Everybody. Once they're dead. If nobody else is around to do anything great.
Todd's the only one who's not afraid
part
to say
two.
It.
Is it fucking part two of the Halloween episode? I mean, we have an opening. We do a Halloween show. Oh, shut up. It's the Todd Glass Halloween episode. Hey, let's do throwback to Joe McKenzie wrote a Halloween song when we were in Black Horse Motors. And,
when my ears took note of a certain sound for the most impressive sound I've ever heard. Pause.
Other podcasts, they go, oh, it's our Halloween episode. I don't see anything Halloween-y. No, I'm serious.
No, yeah.
Is there a vibe? Is it? You can't just be on your podcast. Here we do it Halloween. Joe puts a lot into these songs.
Yeah, there's a whole spooky vibe.
It's a spooky vibe.
Todd's in a costume right now. You don't see it, but he's been wearing a costume all night.
I mean, this thing is not easy to wear.
It's bulky. It's bulky.
Explain what it is. I don't know how to explain it.
I think it looks like you're a Decepticon from Transformers.
Yes.
I didn't know you were a Transformers fan.
I always was, but I was embarrassed.
You were embarrassed? Why?
A little bit. I don't know.
If you like something, like it. You'll find your people.
I know you're right. And I wouldn't even have said that I was dressed like that, to be honest. But once you said it, I knew I didn't want to go, edit that out. So, yeah. But what do you think of my costume?
It's cool that when you crouch down, you look like a car.
But when you stand up,
because it's like a transformer.
I put a lot into it.
I don't know about the fishnets with the costume.
It's weird that at the bottom half is
fishnets. The bottom half is fishnets.
I didn't want to be rude about it.
That was my girlfriend's idea.
He's like a sexy transformer, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to be a sexy transformer. A what? Yes. Anyway. We have...
We all love Todd's manager, Adam. Adam. We all love Todd's manager. Adam is the best. Helping Todd to go, put on New York shows. We all love Todd's manager. Adam is the best.
We all love Todd's manager. Adam is the best.
There are two guys trying to out-sing to be the last note.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah. Oh. Do you know that Key and Peele sketch? I think we've watched it before. It's the a cappella group, and it's the only black guy in the a cappella group. And yeah. Bow. And then the new black guy comes in, and he wants to one-up him. He's like, woo-wee.
I have seen it, and it's so fucking funny.
Yeah, I
didn't know like at first when you said it, because they would really comedic up that
everyone loves this new guy. A lot of it's about like that in some of the bits, you know. Anyway, they don't call me anymore. I saw him at the mall once.
It was originally Key and Glass, right? Then he ditched you when he met Jordan Peele.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Jordan Peele, you originally wrote Get Out, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know it. Yeah. I told you the story.
You did.
He choked me out in the Target parking lot.
Yeah. And then you paid him the $200, that he requested for choking you because it was what you wanted. It was your kink. You came a little.
Listen, why do you have to make bits where I look bad?
Well, because if you say he choked me, it sounds like he was violently doing something because you asked him to and you paid him to and you got off on it, which is completely different than someone assaulting you, Todd. And I just think you're not telling the full story.
You know what? Your mother was right about you.
What'd she say about
me? No, never mind.
No.
Just at the show, she pulled me. You know what?
Wait, did she leave a voice message to you?
I'm going to get out of here.
No, did she?
Yeah, you know what? I'm leaving.
No, Todd.
I'm going to leave.
Todd, don't leave.
No,
Todd.
I'm disrespected. Bye, everybody.
Todd, your car's not starting.
Bye, I'm out of here.
Hey, Todd.
Do you need a jump?
Do you need a jump?
You don't got me anymore.
I think.
You're gonna flood the engine.
You're gonna. You don't do this. You need a jump.
Todd, you have to stop.
405. I'm out of here.
Todd, there's so much smoke coming out of your car. I don't think you should get in.
Todd,
it looks
Todd.
Dangerous.
No, we're really.
Todd,
worried.
I know we got in a
Todd,
fight, but I don't want to see you. I don't
get
want this to be
the
last time we see you. It's Todd. It's
get
smoking.
Out of the
get
car.
Out. Oh, he's driving off.
All right, man. I'm gonna yank this tractor.
Ribbon dick.
I just hit someone.
Oh, my God.
That's the end of that bit.
Wow.
That's a polished bit. We don't fuck around. Other shows, they go, oh, we do bits. Are there bits?
Todd,
we shit.
If I killed someone, would you help me bury
it? Of course
body?
I would.
All right.
Comedic.
No, not comedically, honestly.
Who am I going to get to fill in when I need somebody one of these shows?
Yeah.
That you just want to, you know, you do 2 hours. You don't need to have so if you... You can't find that everywhere.
No.
Murdered people get murdered everywhere. I don't care if I add to the list. I don't like that bit. I like it, but it gets too murdery. Now listen, sometimes I just play a song, and I don't know what we can do with it. Now I have two songs. Let me talk into the mic. The new, what? We wrote a song to you. Wait, what was that?
Sorry?
What's he saying?
He's saying do the...
Oh.
We all love Todd's manager, Adam.
We all love Todd's manager,
Adam
is the
best.
Guy.
Helping Todd to go on New York shows. We all love Todd's manager, Adam is the best.
It's true. It's true. I'm putting the word out to everybody. I'm putting the word out. Don't wait till I'm dead. Do not wait till I'm dead to help me make my dream come true. I want to bring this show to New York. You're going to have this recording in the event that I die. And you're going to be able to say, oh, God, I'm glad we helped them get the show to New York. Or once I'm dead, you can play this because they're going to find this clip after I'm dead if I should die soon or whenever. And they're going to go, wow, did he ever end up getting to do the show in New York? And then this is what they'll have. So please, God bless. All right, I'm done.
Todd, honest truth, question, honestly.
Yes, yes.
If God forbid, Thunderstruck, Thunderstruck you down and
just
killed you tomorrow.
Yes.
If they're playing a clip of one joke of yours or one thing of yours at the In Memoriam, it's just one thing. What is the one thing you'd be
okay.
Like, this is the one to play.
A polished version.
Mm. So it doesn't exist yet.
No, well, it does. It might.
Every dad smoking.
What's that one? I don't know.
It's
that
an
one.
Old bit that I used to do. Oh my God, that was like I did that bit so much till you couldn't even get a cigarette from the audience. It would be a band bit,
really?
A well-oiled. Yeah, because I mean, I can't think of it right now because the truth is I am very high. But you know, like there's those staple pieces,
yeah.
And it's so it would be a band bit,
So that's a good answer,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that is a good answer. Yeah.
Maybe 2 minutes from there, 3 minutes from there. Yeah. I don't know, something like that is pretty funny. You got to go? Hey, how about the scarf guy coming by? He's so nice. Oh, we have a little studio audience.
Oh, yeah.
That's not a sound effect. How about those shows? They have sound effects. How about those shows that have sound effects?
How about
that's
those
fucked
shows
up, right?
That have sound effects?
Why does it smell like cookies? Because I have a pumpkin spice candle. Mm. Very, very nice in here. Doesn't it envelop you? Thank you. You know what I'm going to do with it? Sell it. Knock this fucking thing down. Put up a target where it belongs.
Yeah.
That's me in a movie. I want to play that guy.
The guy who's like
a land
developer.
I should knock this old house down and put a target up. I want to be the villain in the movie. Hey, yeah, nice sob story. Sorry your great-great-grandparents lived here. I'd like to tear it down and put up a Walmart. And I'm about to offer you a lot of money to tear this fucking eyesore down and pave it the way God wanted shit. My grandfather once said there was a field. There was a field near his where he lived. And he goes, I wish they'd pave it, clean it up. Really? That's what you want? I remember thinking, you dumbbell. And then he died. Right? Yeah. Not about 10 years after that. So I think it killed him. That's what killed him. Oh, God. Dave, God bless. Dave, God bless. God bless. Dave, God bless. Dave, mm-hmm. Dave. God bless. You got to go? Sure, go pee. And enjoy yourself while you're in there. I've got it nice and toasty.
Interesting they stepped outside at the same
time. At the same time.
Do you think something's going on there?
I don't know, but Dave was winking, and I'm not making... No, never mind. I don't want to say it because you're going to think I'm making it up.
No. Todd, you should say it.
I'm not going to say it. Yeah. I'm not going
to
say it.
You want to say it off mic? Here, let's step into this corner and tell me away from the mic. So I get it. You don't want to...
He said he had a... I think he had a boner.
He did.
Right?
The whole time, or did it, like, slowly...
When they were, you know how when he started to walk out of the room and then Dave was walking behind him, well, that spotlight is right there. I'm like, do you saw it too?
I didn't want to assume, but I saw something, but it definitely looked bonerish.
Thank you. Yeah, and I thought it, and you thought it, I need someone else to put it out there.
I was like, no, my mind was tricking. But the fact that you're saying makes me feel a lot more like...
Thank you. Normal.
Yeah, the fact that someone else saw it, too.
Imagining boners like it would be a sick person.
Yeah, no.
Because if I am making it up, it's sick to imagine a boner. And it's
I'm your friend, yeah.
It's not normal.
It's not a good look.
Hey, Vinny, what do you think of the show? Huh? Did that make it better just then when I said that? Or were you enjoying it anyway? Call me right now and tell me. And I'm not shitting around. You dial the phone. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, that's a real phone. That's not one of those. How about these podcasts that have fake sound effects? Okay. No, you're good.
No, I guess it just doesn't come.
Oh, my God. It's Vinny. It is Vinny.
Is it?
Oh, it is Vinny.
Oh, shoot. That's a crazy coincidence.
Hello, Vinny?
Hey, Todd.
what are you laughing at?
I was thinking about you.
Oh, shut up. No, I don't like the way this bit's going.
No, not in like a weird way. I just like you were, I saw something that reminded me of you.
Oh, what reminded me of you?
There, I was walking in the frozen section at the,
Is this really Vinny? Because I'm not in the mood for Vinny.
This is really Vinny.
How do I know it's you? What do you think, I'm an idiot? I'm not going to ask some questions?
All right, test me. I'll prove it's me.
What type of hangers do I have in all my closets in my house?
Wood.
What's up?
I can answer more questions.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Personal ones about Vinny. You believe it's me, Vinny?
Of course, it's you. Believe me. Well, go ahead. I'm sorry. I was
walking down the frozen food aisle, and I saw some DiGiorno's pizza, and I was like, Todd loves it, DiGiorno's pizza. And I was like, I'm going to call him. I was listening to the podcast. And hold on. I'm here with my friends. What?
Hold on one second.
Yeah, one second.
Hold on. My friend... It plays the sax just a pipe burst in his apartment.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, yeah, true.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, my friend who was playing the sax tonight. Who are we in this bit?
I'm Vinny.
Oh, hey, Vinny.
Yeah.
Hey, so Vinny, Alex has had a pipe burst in his apartment, so he has to go.
Oh, nice. The guy I pay. I can send the second half of the guy's payment now. I paid him half up front before he burst the pipe, and then and then I'm paying him the other half now.
Oh, so this is just me and you. Have we done it with just me and you before?
Yeah.
No, there's been an instrument.
Has there always? No.
There's been one time where it's just been me and you. Yeah.
We're good. I'd say we're going in for the close.
Sounds good.
Which, like, 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
Do you got it in you?
I got it in me.
Probably 25 minutes.
Probably in 2 hours.
Well, no, that would be right at... Yeah, that would be good.
Good seeing you, Alex.
I'll go to 2 hours.
Alex Young, everybody.
Alex Young, goodbye, everybody.
Alex Young on the Todd Glass Show. Alex Young on the Todd Glass Show. Alex Young on the Todd Glass Show. Alex Young on the Todd Glass Show.
Alex Young, everybody.
Alex Young on the Todd Glass Show. Alex Young on the Todd Glass Show. Alex Young on the Todd Glass Show. Alex Young on the Todd Glass Show.
Boom, bop.
Boom, boom,
bop,
bop, bop,
bop, bop,
bop,
bop,
bop, bop, bop,
bop,
bop. You want to see something crazy?
What if we toured and we did that? Would that be bad?
That is close to the act already.
Is that my laugh now? I guess this is a...
If you like podcasts...
Sorry for the abrupt...
You should listen to Todd Glass. His loving show will never cause you harm.
Oh my God, you made me this?
Did, yeah.
So hurry
all these
up,
pictures.
Don't yeah.
A slideshow of all the good moments.
Be cool like
I'm going to shut up
from your first episode.
I'm going to just shut up and look through this picture book you made.
Yeah.
The Todd Glass Show on Fridays at 9.
Look at these pictures.
They're so nice. Oh, look, that's my dog.
Oh, shut up. That's your dog. That's when we did the anniversary.
Yeah.
Look, oh,
Jack. This is when Obama was on. President Obama at the time.
Sure Jack Hackett.
Jack Hackett, there he is.
Number
this is when Jack's tie got stuck in your bag.
Oh,
so let's all listen to the Todd Glass Show. The Todd Glass Show on Fridays at 9. The Todd Glass Show on Fridays at 9.
I'm tired of doing the jingles. I think it's really starting to pay a price on me.
It's taking its toll?
It's taking its toll. Let me turn the reverb off. No more. Okay, there's no more. There's nothing. If I can't just talk, then I may as well close up shop.
Mm.
Hey, what's up, Cam? I'm not going to do a parody of it.
All right.
We're
going to
do a nice...
And just a nice, normal hello.
Play this guitar. Oh my God. Truth, I wasn't doing
it. No, I know. That's why I laughed, because I knew you weren't doing a bit, but it was funny.
I go, let's just talk, and then I go, play that. Well, do you want me to?
Yeah, no, I don't want to know what it is.
I mean, I don't want it to feel forced.
Come on, no, that's what
I wait for.
Let me
hear the guitar riff.
Yeah, of course.
Because I think this could be like, when no one's around, I can have fun with it. Like one of those empty songs, like I was playing with.
Oh,
this
yeah. I went down to the strip on Friday night.
You're right. Friday night. Here, hold on. I went up, down, all around downtown. Nobody knows which way to go in New Orleans. Side by side, looking every time I'm walking out the door. I think I could. This is the same bit as Fever. It's
if you're just mumbling,
for me
is,
to mumble.
You love mumbling.
I love mumbling,
it's
and I'm trying to make it fun ways. Why can't I just bark to song? That's all I want to do. Let me bark to a song. This is my entertaining for me now. It's a lead singer and he's a dog. Get used to it.
I'd watch it.
He goes on stage. He loves it. He hops around.
And he gets so much pussy. Every town he goes to. Three girls back to his hotel room.
Yeah, he goes down the center thing where the audience is.
Yeah.
Shakes everybody's hands.
With his paw. With his paw.
And he's playing the guitar. But he's a dog, so he can't sing. He can get on two legs.
But only for a little bit like a dog.
But he's playing the guitar for real.
I'd pay to see him.
Me too.
Yeah. He's a handsome guy.
Right. My mom listened to the show. I always say that as a hypothetical. Like she goes, I've actually never listened to Todd's show. Not that I, you know. And then someone goes, oh, listen. And she goes, oh, and she picks this episode. She hears me barking to music. Mm. She might still try to get me back into special classes. No. Why do I have to make jokes?
Yeah,
why can't I just
job.
Talk? It is my job. Thank you for reminding me.
Of course.
Me.
No,
other
okay.
people go to war. I keep people sane with my fun jokes.
By showing them how much insaner they could be.
They could be.
So they're like, oh, at least.
At least
I got that last
screw. His head
screw
spinning
in.
Around like that.
Yeah.
And I have this Jesus is Jesus is real music. Now,
you want me to play it?
Yeah, play it. I'll tell you why I want you to play it.
On top of while it's playing?
What?
While it's playing, or you want to say it first?
Because it was filed as Jesus is real in an old folder that I looked through my emails, and I don't remember the bit,
but it's called Jesus is real.
I don't remember why we had music labeled Jesus is real.
Is that the name of the song?
It's just a song. Maybe it is called Jesus is real. But here's the thing: when you hear it, it sounds like the music that you would play when you were singing Jesus is real.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'll play it.
He sure is real.
Believe.
Jesus is real. I know he's my friend. He's helped me time and time again. Jesus is real.
Are those the real words?
No. He's got a smile, always a nice hand. Jesus is real, and he could be a guy or a girl or even anything. That's the part where I went bad. And I got
Jesus is real. He's got a nice smile. If you ask nicely, he'll stick around for a while. Jesus will
is
help.
Real.
He's real nice. He'll do it again if you ask him twice. Oh,
yeah.
Jesus.
Jesus is real. And kids would come. Yeah. You know, I went to a snow camp. Truth.
What's a snow camp?
These two people live next door, and they were born again. We can keep the music.
Oh, I just faded it.
I like it. Makes it sound fun. Makes it sound like my show is good. So they invited me and my younger brother, Corey, to snow. It was like a snow. They called it snowmobile camp.
Oh.
There was, I don't want to get ahead of the story. So we went up. It was really, in hindsight, it was, my parents didn't care. They knew what it was. Their theory was you learn about everything you want, you'll make an educated decision. Whatever we wanted to learn about something, so fine. They weren't nervous. But now with the hindsight, so they would just try, does anyone want to come up and be saved? You shouldn't be doing that with a kid that's 16.
Were they going up? Were kids going up?
Yes. And then my brother, Corey, once he goes, I don't see any fucking snowmobiles. Anyway, that was funny. And then we had to write verse in the Bible and write what it meant to us.
Oh, homework.
I copied off my brother. I had no idea what the fuck to write. I didn't even make any qualms about it. Hey, when you're done, pass it over.
So I can write it.
Jesus is real. Jesus is smart. He's a real cool guy. Hey, he's even like you or I. Jesus is real.
Jesus is real.
But he's got a nice smile and his hair's extra thick. He's real good looking. He's not ugly like you. Jesus is real.
Jesus is real.
He's just a real good looking son of a... I'm done singing. I'm done doing any reverb. This time I'm going to be honest about it. This is all I got now. I'm going to take my hands off the table.
Wow. Oh, wait. Well, put them back on the table. I don't like seeing them down there, Todd.
Whoa.
The Todd Glass Show is professional, so it's time to go to commercial.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm going to let you take over. We didn't do that chocolate, but it's too late.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And then you got to drive home.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say it's not a good idea?
Yeah, probably.
Since
not,
you got to drive home. Yeah. Me, I live here. I could.
You could.
Yeah, you but could. I'd rather eat.
You don't want to do
I'd rather eat and be coherent to eat.
Sure.
And drive and go get something. Because I can drive and go get some killer, even vegetarian Mexican food at a truck right down the street.
Really? Right down the street there's some?
But if I get if I do mushroom chocolate, I won't be
able to. Then you'll be stuck,
Then I'll be stuck.
What's your favorite memory
seeing
of this
somebody?
The guy who's assuming you're always just asking about.
Dude, go it again. I'll keep saying the same thing. But
hey, do you know what time it is?
Hey, no, I'm seeing somebody. Thanks, I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
Hey, can you show me how to get to the nearest restroom? Is
I'm
there a
seeing somebody, but it's two blocks down.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
No problem. I'll just be.
I'm trying
cool.
to get to the airport. Do you know?
First of all, I'm seeing somebody, but. If you'll see the sign, it's right over there, and then you can hop right on the 22.
Can you take a picture of me and my girlfriend?
Whoa, I just want to let you know I'm seeing somebody. And,
I don't know how you can misinterpret that.
Yeah, these days, the next thing you know.
Sure, I'm going to need you to pull over.
Hey, wait, what bit am I in?
You're just telling me you're seeing somebody.
Oh, yeah, hey, I'm seeing somebody. The cop goes,
right, yeah,
put your hands
registration.
On. Hey, I just want to let you know, here's my license, here's my registration. I'm not trying to play any games, but I am seeing somebody.
I'm going to need you to step out of the vehicle.
Okay, I'll step out of the vehicle, but I do want to let you know that I am seeing somebody.
I'm just going to pat you down real quick.
Okay, now listen, you don't seem to be taking my signals, but I'm seeing somebody. Okay, well, whatever you got to do, but I am seeing somebody. What would the cop do in real life if he just kept saying, I'm seeing somebody, as he's patting you down?
Yeah.
And then when he did that, go, officer, you don't seem to be listening. I mean, if you're funny, you could make that happen.
Yeah, if they have a good sense of humor, you could make it happen, yeah.
Well, you don't want to do anything that's going to get you shot, but you could probably act disorderly in a public area, get them to arrest you. You know, even not.
Oh, you're doing this also. You could test it out. You're testing out your cop material by
also
trying to get arrested.
So, and then when the cops arrested me, I go, okay, but I am seeing somebody. You know, and then you bring that to life.
Yeah,
I think, what would he do when he's patting you down? You've never resisted. You've just been enough for them to arrest you. And you know, when someone just puts their own hands, they go, all right.
Yeah.
If you're telling me to put my hands behind my back, you do. And when they're arresting you, you go, listen, I'm not into that shit, and I'm seeing somebody. Because it just keeps getting worse and worse, you know? Okay, I'm going to put you back in my car.
Yes, they're putting your head down in the car.
All right,
look,
listen.
I'll go with you, but I'm seeing somebody.
I know, but you push my head down like that. Come on, I'm seeing somebody. Hey, isn't that a funny bit
that's
to do?
Funny, yeah,
if you do it on TikTok, I'll sue you.
He will. He's come after
I've come after so
before.
Many.
After
I have 48 lawsuits every day, and I win every single one of them.
And these are videos that get two, three views.
Two,
no
three
one's
views.
Even seen them.
I don't know. I need money. I spent $45,000 last year.
Wow. On what?
On for whatever.
The lawsuits?
For the bit. For the bit. Hold on. Let me take a deep breath. You know what? Deep I know breath. What the show needs, because I've been doing this show a long time. Sometimes you just know. This puts me in the mood to eat. We got to stretch the show out. Sorry.
Oh, no, that's good.
I just play the song because I figure it at least. Wait, is this the song?
That's the one you pointed to.
Oh, you know what I meant?
Strutting, doop and doop. Strutting my way.
Yeah, this is the good part.
Like strut, I like his too. Strutting my way on over you.
How could you not like this part?
He decided
you could walk around. If you have this played at a party and tell everyone to just walk around in a funny way.
It sounds like if you were at a party and someone's like, hey, my cousin plays music. Can I show you a song? It sounds like a song that your cousin made. He's all my cousins in a band.
Oh, he's great. He's going to sing three songs for you guys tonight. One time I went camping with my ex, and we had to tell a friend, my ex, he really didn't mean it to sound... He was really, he was just a little bit, what you'll say. So he goes, with no tone, he goes, oh, do songs we all know the words to, because they're the fun ones. And we were all thinking the same thing. Because he would do originals every night. One original, okay.
Yeah.
Depends who you are, I guess. But after that, you do want to hear it. But no, I would never say it. And he's like, do ones we know the words to. We're like, Chris, shut up.
Come on,
but meanwhile, he started to do that. And
on camping trips, you would do it?
Yeah. One gets...
Unless he's asking for your advice or something. Or he's like, I want to show you this.
There are exceptions where probably you benefit by listening to someone's work, and it's a treat. So really, it does depend what the situation was, but these weren't songs we needed.
When's the last time you went camping?
Oof. Oof.
Oof.
Oof. No. Oof. No, I always had fun camping. 3 years.
Okay.
3 years.
Pre-pandemic?
Yeah. 3 years, 4 years most, for one, because I know under 4 years, I'm positive. Mm-hmm. I've talked about this on the show before. There was like groups of us that would go camping. We ended up, for what we thought camping was, everybody still tented. But everybody would tent. Because we'd go up to...
Big Bear?
We go far. We go really far away where all those boulders are. It's like the
Boulder, Colorado?
No.
Joshua
Tree? We'd go to Malibu, too, when we wanted to go closer. And there's other areas around that are closer, but this place we go. But it doesn't matter right now. I can't think of it. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't.
Oh, Yosemite?
No. Huh. Oh, what is it? You would know it. Like, there's raging rivers in there, and there. Oh.
Is it a national park?
I don't know, but it's. But anyway, so I'll think of it later, and I'll put it in. No, I won't.
Grand Canyon.
No, it doesn't even.
That was the edit later.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That was the. Grand Canyon. help me.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah,
what am I talking about?
You were talking about camping.
Oh, yeah. So there was a group of us that would go. Yeah. We always had a really good time. It was a really good group. And we ended up where, like, one time I got a camper, and I go, it'll just be the base.
Mm.
And, you know, by the end of every... And we said, oh, no, if you don't want to be involved on it, then you don't have to be, just for everyone's sake. And after we did, like, one trip with it, by the end, everybody next time goes, I want to be in on it. Because they realized, even if it meant, like, not having to worry about the ice and the cooler and mixing the hot dogs, just to have, like, a walk-in closet sort of right there, almost lets you... For us, enjoy nature even more. It just simplifies
it. So you're not stressed out about the...
So you're not... I'm the organizational one, so I'll be the one tying a shoe tree... To a tree, you know, and putting the matches in it. And do it.
Yeah.
So when we brought that, and then you know what? And you're still in a tent, you still don't have your phone, you still don't have TV, everyone's in a tent, like I said. But you have that one little cheat. And, you know, I'm not going to say, well, it would have been a better experience if I could shit in a bucket. At least you have a real bathroom if you need it.
Pooping in the woods is tough.
So that's what camping, so in case some people go, that's not camping. So to me, that's pretty close to camping with an amenity that is not that big of a deal. You get the cheapest, littlest one. Yeah. That's all you need.
Yeah.
Like this, you don't need the big one.
Yeah. One less thing.
Do you camp?
I've only once. Only
Where?
Once. It was in Yosemite.
Oh, National this was while I knew you.
Yeah.
Right, I remember that. And who... Who went with you?
I went with a group of friends, and we went backpacking, and then we were by a lake, and and there was no one else there. It was beautiful, except there's one guy in a tent, probably like in your sight, in range. And I, you know, he was one guy camping alone, so he was a little lonely. And it became a friend trip. And hey, what are we doing next? And we don't know you. Yeah. He at first was like nice, and he was just saying hi. And we're like, oh, great, saying hi. And then he's like, what are we doing for dinner? And we were like, oh, well, we were gonna make the stuff we had. And he goes, oh, cool, that sounds great. I would love that. And we're like, oh.
So yeah. How did you?
And then we're like, oh, we're tired. We're gonna go to bed early, but we didn't want to go to bed. But we didn't want to.
Oh.
But
God.
He could see. He like if we were making. So we were like quiet because we wanted him to think we were asleep from afar because he was close enough that he could like see and hear. And he goes, all right, I'll see you guys tomorrow. And we're like, oh no, it was a nightmare.
That's sad and funny. Yeah. Oh, because you want to be nice, but you have a right to your...
Yeah.
You have a right to want to be alone.
Yeah,
like you don't know it's
a stranger that you're walking by, you think they'd be like, okay, yeah, nice to meet you, bye. Or maybe later on you'd speak to them again, but they're like, no, I'm part of this.
You do owe it to someone as a human being to be nice. But
of course,
nice doesn't mean that you can't set
The next 3 days are involved.
You were nice. Yeah, you just set boundaries, and you're allowed to set boundaries, especially with people you don't know that well. So, you know, don't try any shit.
Anyway,
don't try any shit.
So, what are we doing after this podcast?
I love to eat. Well, I'm going to eat. You're going to head home. You're welcome to stay to eat, but I know you probably.
I should probably head home.
You know what? Listen.
You always hint and try to get me out of here.
No, you know what I do? I hate always asking
kidding,
because
I'm
thinking if somebody's hungry, they'll stay.
They'll say it or something.
But if they're not, it works either way for me because if not, I just go to the truck and then that's pretty fast.
That's not. Is it always here? Is it always
most of the
up
time?
Here?
Yeah, or I go to Vaughn's and I get peanut butter and jelly pre-made sandwiches.
Oh, the Smuckers.
Yeah. And I don't get no box of six.
Hey, no, he goes for the 12 packs.
Those pretzel rolls have been really doing
you,
it for me lately.
I remember you talking about them. It's like
they're
the
still fucking unbelievable.
Buns
or
thing?
They're the same as the Hawaiian dough, but it's pretzel-y.
It sounds better because then you have a little bit of a little
dough
more texture
little,
or something
right.
than the Hawaiian one, but you still have that nice sweet dough.
I take a little vegan sausage patty, a little avocado, and a little any cheese you want. I melt the...
Some Swiss, some Munster.
I put some
Gouda?
Mozzarella.
Mozzarella?
And I also put some pepper jack once. But I wouldn't do that again. It was too... it gets in the way of the pretzel roll. But it was still fucking good. But anyway, so I put the vegan sausage on a plate with the cheese on it, and I melt it in the microwave. And then I put that on the roll. If I want to toast the roll, I will, but that's a separate issue. But this time I didn't toast the roll. So I just took the melted the cheese, but I didn't want to put the bread in the microwave. And then I put it on there and I put the avocado on it room temperature. Mm. And then I eat it.
That sounds
so
nice.
Fucking good.
You could probably even just toast the maybe this is a little ratchet, but you could probably toast the pretzel bun with just like a candle. Just going over it a little bit or lighter.
I was thinking about it with my But I can put the
like not a full toast. I mean, you could, but that would take forever.
No, you could probably give it,
but just like a little bit of a crisp.
It doesn't take so much to take the because I don't have a toaster right now.
Yeah, yeah.
But it doesn't take so much to take the flat iron, whatever an electric skillet out.
Yeah, right there.
Yeah, and then make it toasted. I've done that one time. I had the pretzel rolls. And I put that out. I was so glad because then I made peanut butter and jelly, put a little butter on it, got the toast with the butter.
Toasted's always
it's
good.
Better
yeah.
toasted. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
But it's good, really fucking good untoasted as well.
Is there one sandwich that's better cold than it is toasted? I feel like mostly they're better toasted.
You know what?
Maybe an Italian sandwich or something?
I wouldn't say that I could probably enjoy both. So I'm not going to say I would only want it this way.
Yeah.
But I would say... Because I'm sure if I had a hamburger and it was on a toasted bun, and it could be fucking amazing.
Yeah.
But I think my preference when it comes to at least hamburgers where we go, like Five Guys or whatever. Mm. Five Guys does it for me when
Five
I was
Guys
eating
is great.
Meat. Yeah, it's like the bun is soft. It doesn't get in the way of the burger. It still stays
like
the bun,
it.
But it molds around the burger.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, they're very
Five
potatoey.
Guys is like very, yeah, yeah.
And then you put some grilled onions on there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the bread that closes around the sides, it eats easy.
Yeah, yeah, it stays together,
it
too.
It stays
a lot
together.
Of them, a lot of times I feel like you can't put it down because then you can't pick it back up because it's sloppy.
Yeah, I don't want that either. And so anyway, I really like Five Guys, but I haven't told them about each other. sure, I go for the joke. You like that one, Vinny?
Hey!
Hey, Vinny, you like it? Do you like it? Hey, Vinny, do you like it? Vinny.
10-year-old Tom got season
That's
two.
That's right, folks.
Doo-dah, doo-dah. 10-year-old Tom got season two.
You already recorded
two.
The lines?
Oh,
what?
Have you already recorded the lines for season two, or is it still in?
We're still doing it.
Still doing it. Are you currently, or is it pre-production?
No, no.
Before
we are. I did like 4 or 5 sessions, and you know what's funny? I got nervous because like I
going
remember,
back in.
No, not they weren't going to use. Like, you know, you just lay in bed at night and find things to worry about.
You're like maybe they won't use this.
Yeah,
takes.
Maybe they. You know, maybe they won't. No, maybe they won't use me as much because I felt like I wasn't going in as much. And then the next like week after that, I went in like 3 times. And then 3 times after that, and then they just called last week and said, "What do you have in November?" So I'm like, "Okay, cool." Now I feel officially
that's
like,
good. That's
"Yeah," because this
is
how many I remember recording last year.
Okay,
it's
the
same vibe. So I feel relieved, and it is fun doing it now that I know what the character looks like. I feel like
you
in
can
my
picture
head,
him now.
I can do a better job and know. Like one time, I was telling the student about the. Did I tell you this about the school nurse? I go. I just want to take dog shit and push it in her face, like I said on that TikTok.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is funny to come from that guy with his stomach.
With the, yeah
he's so. Anyway, but anyway, hallelujah. How do we close?
There's so many options.
There's so many options. We
so
take our time.
Options. Yeah, no, no,
and
no,
we
no.
Talk
no
about
rush.
How we gonna close.
How
we're
gonna
hurry
close?
Up.
Picking the best one.
We didn't do the carpet ride.
That's when that could be a close.
Okay. Hold on. Wait, let's bring it in softer. Hold on.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm feeling this. I'm feeling more you singing a song. No. I do the easy. I couldn't be any lazier. No, I smell like you,
like you
really singing a song. You know what I mean? Take us out of here. You know what I mean? Is there a song you really... I mean, you're like, I could fucking knock this song's dick into the dirt.
I don't really listen to music.
Roll Out the Barrel?
I don't know that song, but I know it's on the iPad.
Fever, Jesus Is Real.
Monster Mash, Kid Sings with
What's
Dad.
What's this car? Oh, my God, the carpet swung back around.
You wanted the carpet back
in?
Yeah,
let's say. Let's, instead of saying goodbye, let's take a ride on the magic carpet ride.
That's where we're going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, it's fun. Wow. Here it comes. You hear it? What song are they playing?
Whoa.
Get on the magical carpet ride, Cam.
I'm afraid of heights.
We'll stay low.
Just like a carpet 2 feet above the ground.
Yes. I'll ask the guy who rides the magical carpet ride.
Can you tell him to keep it low for me because I'm afraid of heights?
If you're
going to
do it 2 feet above the ground, make them pay extra. Say it's
we're
not many people
are paying
for carpet
rides. So the guy in this bit, I guess, he's married. They run a magic carpet business. No one's paying for rides these days. His
he's
husband
like,
saying,
pay extra because they're too.
Pay extra, we need the cash.
Convince him. Say it's more dangerous.
Tell them it's more dangerous because of all the foot traffic.
Todd, did they say they could do it lower? They could fly the
They could fly
lower?
1 foot above the ground.
You
want to get on it?
Good. Yeah, yeah.
Get on it. Here
Whoa.
We go. Wow, what's on it? Is that a custard machine?
Whoa, unlimited
Shut
custard.
Shut the fuck up. That's crazy. Is there... What... Is that the...
The guy?
I'm thinking of a... Is that the guy I saw at the mall?
I don't know. I wasn't there with you.
I was going to say, is that... What's a clothing store that would be that you'd have? Why would you
any,
have it up? Is that
store?
A Gap?
Is that a Gap?
Oh,
on the
my
magic
God.
Carpet? Oh, my goodness.
Oh
it's
my God,
two
look
stories.
Look at
the
all
men
it.
And children section is on the second floor, but the female is on the bottom floor. This is incredible.
This is the craziest magical carpet
ride. I'm
going to
go try some stuff on.
Look, it's Fire Pit Alley.
Hold on, I can't hear you. I'm trying stuff on in the changing room at the Gap.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. It was a seven item maximum. I could only bring in 7. I wanted to bring in 10.
You have a magical carpet ride, and you have a 3-story Gap. That's your fantasy. When you could create anything you want, you know what? They have one of those restaurants where you can throw peanut shells on the floor.
Wow. Just
Isn't
anywhere?
That, you know what? You ever been to those places?
5 Guys.
Four Guys. You know, four
what
guys,
happened to that last guy?
He got bad. The sixth guy beat him up and then took the other one out. What? Oh my God! Look at that on the magical carpet ride.
Hold on, I'm coming 24 back.
24-hour free massages.
Oh my goodness!
Only the up and up kind.
Hold on, which do you like this outfit better? This is outfit one. All right, the pants are a little tight.
Oh, you're in the gap.
I'm stepping out to show you my outfit.
Yes. Oh, that looks cool.
This
I like
is what,
that.
I'm gonna go back in and change.
Yeah, I like that blue jacket. It looks cool.
Okay.
Yeah, get that. That's nice.
Well, no, I'm gonna show you the other options.
I know, but I'm saying get that too.
All right, here's option two.
Hey, you know what? If you don't like it, you wipe your ass with it. No, that's the Gap's new slogan.
They did say
that. I swear to God.
Really?
They go buy stuff here. If you don't like it, you wipe your ass with it. It just means. You just make
it
a rag.
It anyway.
Yeah, it's not that expensive.
Oh,
hey, the Gap.
They have a
if you don't
on.
Like it, you wipe your ass with
hey,
it.
Gap.
The Gap.
The Gap in between your butt cheeks. Wipe your ass
with it. All right, so what? There's a. You want to change the store or do you want to keep the Gap?
It's still the Gap.
And there's also one of those ice cream places that with the little balls of ice cream.
Oh, the rolled ones?
The rolled, rolly, the little
wow,
pieces.
That's
but
cool.
Here's the problem.
What?
Even in this fake bit, she won't let us just buy her out. So she charges you.
Oh, every time you go on.
Yeah, when you eat that up on the magic.
But we said to pay to build the building anyway.
Everything else
and
is free.
And her salary.
Yeah, we have to pay her.
That's a bad deal.
It's not a favor. To be honest, I was friends with her ex-husband.
Oh, it's more doing her a favor.
All right. I guess we end right there.
Wow.
Jesus.
Incredible.
Just come down. So not everything has to end. It's like we just bring everybody. Shh. We had a fun time.
Mm.
We're going to go eat.
Yeah.
We did a 2-hour and 5-minute show.
Wow. That went fast.
Shh.
Shh. What's his name?
Shh. Liam.
Liam.
Shh.
Tell him you got a shout out
Liam
on this
in
podcast.
Vermont. You got a shout out.
Thing waiting for it, and that way you get the full listen.
Yeah, Liam.
Now it's at the end.
Someone should at Liam if you
at
remember.
Liam.
They gave you Liam from Vermont.
Vermont.
Shh.
Burlington, Vermont.
Shh. Hey, Liam. Shh. Liam. No, seriously, Liam.
Liam, how are you doing?
Shh. All right, everybody. Listen, you're beautiful. And you're gorgeous, and you're so big.
And you're amazing.
And you're amazing.
And you're amazing.
You're amazing.
Is that a nice chair?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought this was that.
Is it better than the one you have at home?
Great ending.
This is a great ending.
Yeah,
this is adorable.
Yeah.
He's coming out of tooth anesthesia.
I
have a mom. Oh my God!
Do you know who I am?
Yeah.
Who am I? I'm your dad.
Oh my God! I'm your dad.
You know you have two sisters too.
Oh my God! Where are they?
Well, they're at work.
Oh, God, I can't believe I have sisters.
And you have a dog?
Yeah.
Is that cool?
Yeah.
He's a big dog.
Oh, my God. I love big dogs.
Do you remember his name?
What's his name?
His name is Bane.
Oh, my God. Just like Batman. Oh, my God. God. Oh, my God, my life is perfect. Oh.
That's so beautiful. It is crazy. It must be stored in a different part of your brain. Because, like, he doesn't remember his family or his dog, but he knows what Batman is.
Yeah.
He doesn't know his dog's name is Bane, but he knows Bane is from
right.
Batman. That's so interesting. He's like, oh, from Batman, even though he doesn't.
It's probably his long-term memory is gone, but his short-term, I don't know, but that's interesting.
Isn't that weird? Yeah.
There you go, folks.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. but it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like. It's you I love.